Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. What a joy to be here in the house of the Lord on this beautiful, beautiful Christmas day. A few months ago, I had a baptism, and it was a beautiful little child. And the child suffered what I would call a gastrological event in the middle of the baptism, and it was very loud and very messy. But anyways, it happened right after the prayer of exorcism, which I thought was just perfectly appropriate, because at baptism, in a spiritual way, like what is going on here is that the very life of God is coming into this child, and original sin is being evicted, you know, and I just thought that was such a powerful and very smelly message, but or some image of that. But I'm thinking about baptism a lot. We had my fourth Mass here for Christmas so far. We had the 4 p.m. We had a couple baptisms during the Mass, and then we had a baptism at the 7 o'clock Mass. And I've been thinking about this because I read this quote from Fulton Sheen. You remember Fulton Sheen. He says, Christ has two births. One happened 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. The other birth of our Lord happens in the soul. And if you really think about it, what happened 2,000 years ago and what happens at every sacrament is the same thing. Because 2,000 years ago, in the middle of the night, in a poor little village called Bethlehem of Judea, which was known for pretty much nothing, it was kind of a dive. And in that place, all the power of heaven, all of the joy of heaven, all of the lights of heaven, all of the love of heaven, all of the glory, we just heard that in our gospel, all the glory of heaven comes down in Christ Jesus. C.S. Lewis says that when Christ comes, he brings everything with him, inside of him. And that's what happened 2,000 years ago. Long lay the world. We heard that, so beautiful before Mass. I got on my knees back there. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. There was a muck and a yuck of a world that had been fallen and turned back and screwed up in every kind of way. And into that comes Jesus. The one who had, there'd been a countdown going on for a long time. And that's why, you know, the years kept getting smaller. It was 199, there was 198, then 197. Everybody knew that at the year zero, something was going to happen. And you know what? They knew what was going to happen because their faith had told them that what was going to happen was that there was going to be a Messiah. And guess what? He came. He was born. That's the first birth that Fulton Sheen is talking about. Jesus Christ born. And everybody's there. I want you to notice this. The everybody. You have the angelic order. Every nativity set has a little angel on the top. The angels were there, singing the Gloria. The animals were there, all of creation. The shepherds, the poor of the poor, were there. The kings, the rich of the rich, were there. Mary and Joseph, the saints, were there. Everybody was there. Because he is the center of it all. And you heard the Christmas proclamation that I so beautifully chanted before the Mass. and about how all of like the, he is the center of it all. And that chant was to situate Christ as the center and the fulfillment of everything. That's the first birth. He brings all the power, all the glory, all the joy, all the love of heaven he brings. But the second birth, that's what happens at every celebration of the sacrament, of any of the seven sacraments for us. Baptism. We heard in the gospel that Jesus is wrapped in swaddling clothes. Those three precious children that I baptized earlier today, all of us, when we were baptized, were wrapped in a white garment, swaddling clothes. Just as Jesus in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, he came through the immaculate waters of Mary's womb. That's every baptismal font. And just like Jesus was born and then rested in the arms of Mother Mary, at every baptism we entrust the child to Our Lady and her protection. The candles that are received by the godparents at baptism, we heard in our first reading, Jesus Christ is the light. And every baptized individual is meant to carry that light within. The oil that is placed on the child at baptism, my hand still smells of the chrism. And this is because Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, He's the one that was born 2,000 years ago, and He is the only anointed one. He is the only holy one. He is the only Son of God, period, end of sentence, end of paragraph. You and I only get to be sons of God and daughters of God if we're in Him, if we're faithful in Him. You and I are only holy in and much as we are in Him. Don't you see? We can't be holy on our own. It's impossible. We are only anointed if we are in Him. And this is it, I could go on about baptism, but think about Holy Communion, Eucharist. Jesus is born in Bethlehem, which literally means house of bread. He's put in the manger, the feeding trough, mangiare, to eat. He is born in that place, which was known for bread makers and shepherds who raised and sacrificed lambs. And He is the Lamb of God. We say it at every single Mass, Lamb of God, You take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. When you and I come to Holy Communion, when we are in a state of grace, when we mean it, and we should never go to communion if we're not in a state of grace. We go to confession first. But when we come to communion in a state of grace, we are coming to the feeding trough and we feed on Him, because He says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. And unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have eternal life. But if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, oh, and don't you see, we go to the feeding trough every ciborium. It's the most amazing thing, folks. And then the Lord has a new birth in you and in me. And I think that sometimes when we take Him in, we kind of want to like shove Him in a closet. Just stay over here, Jesus. Don't. He wants to live radically through us. He wants to live heroically through us. He wants to live generously through us, miraculously through us, and He will do it if we let Him. If we surrender, if we let Him, if we say, Fiat, Jesus, get in here. Live your life through me. Galatians 5, I no longer live. It is He who lives inside of me. That's the goal. Not just for us priests, but for everybody. Could you imagine if we all did it? If we all allowed Jesus to be born in our hearts tonight, and then we lived it to the infinite. The multiplication of graces that would fall after that, into this broken world that is yearning, a thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices. That's what it's about, friends. And this is the second birth. At all of the sacraments, confession, anointing, confirmation, come Holy Spirit, marriage, holy orders, this is where the Lord lives his life in us. Because here's the thing. Why did he come? What is this all about, Christmas? Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you, did not come to make us nice people. He came to make us new men. He came to change our nature, to elevate our nature. The Son of God became a man so that you and I can be sons and daughters of God in Christ, so that we can be more than human beings, so that we can convivere with the divine life. The divine life in me, and me in the divine life. Such that all of us can be many Jesuses, M-I-N-I, Jesuses, walking around the world. And you may say, Father, that sounds so nice. But I'm too broken, I'm too sinful, I'm too far gone, I'm foul, I'm a beast, one person told me. But guess what? He was born, and he was laid among beasts. They were his companions. And friends, I'm just here to say what Christmas is about. It's about letting our precious Jesus be born in us in a new way, and lifting us up to a higher life here, so that we're not just animals doing whatever, such that we become saints, and so that we can have eternal life. That is our hope. That is our joy. That is our Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.